to dribble up and down the court, just like I'm the king on the microphone. So it's Dr. J.
Now, Harrison, sometimes we talk music with you. Have you ever heard this song before?
I teach Fayette over at Halverson, and I have this song on my Fayette playlist.
Do
you? I listen to it almost every day.
So you're going, please don't play it right now because I listen to it every day.
You know, I'm trying to enjoy my weekend, but you're giving me some flashbacks to school.
Harrison Cates again, the head coach, Albert Lee, boys basketball team, joining us here on Cate Radio. Okay, I'll bring it down. Harrison, besides me playing a song that you have heard many, many times during the school day, how's your Friday going?
Friday's all right. I'm heading up to the high school right now, getting ready for our game in Owatonna. I've got a good feeling about tonight. I'm ready to go. I think our team's ready to go. We've had some good practices this week, and I'm ready to fire.
Now, before we talk about Owatonna, like you mentioned, coming up tonight, let's recap games in the past week, and let's talk about, I guess, wow, okay, let me turn that off, my phone. Got to silence that so that stuff don't come through. Okay, Rochester Mayo on Tuesday, Austin on Monday, but let's talk about the game you heard on Cate Radio last Friday, 59-51 victory against Red Wing, and want to get your thoughts on a hard-fought victory. TJ Collins had a big game in the win. Spencer Jones came off the bench, played some great defense, got some good rebounding, and it was a great team effort against a scrappy Red Wing team, and anytime you get a win in the Big Nine on the road, that's a big deal. So talk about the win on Friday.
Well, win's a win, but I talked to you after the game, obviously, and we shot very poor from the free throw line. I think we were like 8 of 18 or 8 of 19 or something like that. So that wasn't great. It wasn't a pretty win. But, yeah, like you said, anytime you get a win in the Big Nine is good. Team basketball a little better. Our defense is a little better. We tried to scheme and do a couple different things that we haven't done before. We saw some success with it. So the game on Friday was good. I think we were on that 10-12 point cut for a lot of that second half. I think if one more shot could have fallen, we could have blown it open a little bit. But kudos to Red Wing. I mean, they stuck around, and you brought up TJ and Spencer, and they played great. But I got to give a shout-out to Carter Kahn, too. I mean, yep. Freshman had some big buckets in that 16-0 stretch in the second half, and he came up big for us. So it was a good game.
Yeah, a great team effort. And there was some foul trouble in that game, so other guys had to step up. And, you know, when these other guys are getting more minutes, that they're cashing in, like you mentioned, Kahn and Jones. And the more depth you got, the more guys you can plug it in spots. That makes a coach pretty happy.
It does. I mean, I think it helps with our team morale a little bit, and it's going to help as well with how we play down the stretch of the season and come section time, because – when you're able to play 9-10 guys throughout the season and get them some valuable minutes, then if foul trouble happens or if injuries happen, then I got guys that have already played and are ready to go. So it was pretty cool to see Carter, our freshman, getting in and playing well, and Spencer getting more time too.
Harrison Cates, head coach of Albert Lee Boys Basketball, our weekly conversation here on Cate. Let's talk about the game on Monday over in Austin. We know Austin, they like to get up and down. They like to dunk the ball when they can. 83-71 loss to a very good Austin team. Give us a recap and your thoughts on Monday's game.
Well, you're right. Austin is a very good team. They're ranked, I think, ninth in 3A in the state right now. So we knew that we had to play pretty well going in against them. We wanted to have a game, and they did a really good job in the first half controlling pace and controlling tempo, and they blew it over. I think we were down by 24 at some point in the first half. And TJ kind of kept us around. I mean, he made some big buckets and he played a good game and made some crucial threes. But after that first half, we were down by 19 at halftime, and we just made it our mission to crawl back one possession at a time. And with about 3 minutes left, we were down by 9. So we cut it from 25 to 9. And then by then, we just kind of ran out of steam and there wasn't enough time left. So the start wasn't great. That's kind of our MO lately. I mean, we come out flat, come out soft sometimes. But I got to give credit to the guys for battling back and fighting hard. And we let up, I think, 52 points in the first half, and they finished with 80. So, I mean, our defense, we improved in the second half. We shared the ball, played some good team basketball in the second half. And I think that goes to show that we can compete with anyone, if we're playing as a team, we're playing good defense, and we're playing some sound basketball. So I'm not a big moral victory guy. So a 12-point loss to me is still a 12-point loss, but better than the alternative, I guess.
Harrison Cates with us. So that was the first of back-to-back nights. On Tuesday, you're back home. 97-63 loss to Rochester Mayo. Jonesy was texting me a score updates on Tuesday. They were up by double digits in the first half, and they must have pulled away in the second, just based on scores.
You know, you've seen a couple of our games. We've had a lot of conversations about it, but it was another time where we couldn't guard the three-point line, and they're bombs away.
Okay.
They're another team that likes to get up and down, and they play fast, and that's kind of our mission too. So right away in the first half, I mean, we were trading buckets, but we just couldn't get that stop. So when they made two, three, four threes in a row, our heads kind of went down, and it got pretty ugly in the second half. I mean, scoring 60 points is a good offensive night, but you're not going to win many games by about 96. So we definitely have some defensive things that we need to improve on. The remainder of our season, and we see it in flashes, right? I mean, Redmond scored 51. We let up 20 and a half to Austin, but letting up 75-plus points tonight, you're not going to win many games.
Albert Lee right now sits at 4-11 on the season. Like Coach Kate said, they get Owatonna 8-3 in the conference, 11-4 overall. Tigers right now sitting at 3-8. And you guys took on Owatonna in the first game of the season. You lost to them 70-46. Thoughts on the first time around? And like you mentioned to begin this conversation, you're excited about the matchup tonight. Talk about tonight's matchup too.
You know, the first game of the year, with the score being 70-46, I don't think that's an indicator of how close the game actually felt. And that could be a cop-out, but we were down by 9 to 8 minutes left. We had 29 turnovers, so we couldn't do much there. We had a lot of open missed layups. We had a film day yesterday, and Tanner Conn, one of my guards, mentioned how he thought he missed 14 layups in the first half. So it was just one of those games where it was like you couldn't buy a bucket. It was the first game of the year. We're still trying to gel with new players and old players. And to me, the score was an indicator of how close the game actually felt. So I'm excited to come in tonight and show Owatonna and be in our second round of the Big Nine that 26-point loss is a fluke and that we can come in and we can compete tonight. But that being said, they're a good team. They're on a roll. They're ranked in state for a reason. We got ways to get basketball.
7:30 tonight in Owatonna for fans that are making the drive to Owatonna. Give us some keys for your team to beat, like you mentioned, a very good Huskies team that went unbeaten in the Big Nine Conference last year. They graduated, I think, all their starters, but again, they just reload. What are some things your team has to do tonight to beat, like you mentioned, a ranked and very good Owatonna team?
Well, we got a couple things we got to focus on. They run a pretty gnarly run and jump. The full court care of the basketball. We got to make sure that our two or three guards in our wing are there for a bailout pass so we can swing and go. We also got to make sure, just like Red Wing, our bench play comes ready to play. We had Tanner Conn against Mayo end up getting a hernia that needs surgery, so he's unfortunately done for the year. So we got a couple injuries, and we got a couple kids that are going to play some more minutes tonight that usually don't play a bunch. So if we can play well on the bench and get some good minutes from those guys, I think we'll be just fine. But between those two things, then we got to guard the three ball and we got to rebound. I feel like I tell you the same thing all the time, and I feel like I tell my kids the same thing all the time. But that just goes to show that I truly believe in those, and if we can fix those, I mean, it's going to be a competitive game.
Rochester Century coming up on Tuesday. That's a home game again at Owatonna tonight. Century 8-4 in the conference, 9-6 overall. Harrison, before I let you go, give us some thoughts on, again, a bigger school. All the Rochester schools are in 4A, Albert Lee in 3A. Give us your thoughts on Century coming to town on Tuesday.
Yeah, they're a running gun team. They like three ball as well. But because all their players shoot three so much, they don't do a super fantastic job of crashing the board. So if we can win the rebounding battle and force them into the batch house beyond the arc, I think we'll be in a good spot to have a competitive game.
Harrison Cates, head coach, Albert Lee boys basketball team. Again, they're in Owatonna tonight, 7:30 start against the Huskies. If you're making the trip up there, and again, should be a good one. Tigers trying to revenge a loss from opening night against Owatonna. Harrison, thank you so much for the time. Good luck tonight. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Hey, thanks, Aaron. Talk to you soon.